I just got back from the airport, and I saw my favorite thing there. It's guys traveling back from having had hair transplant surgery. Have you seen this? Dudes in like the full, yes, head wrap, usually from Turkey, yes. 100%, no, because, okay, like women, we can go to like the Dominican Republic and we can get fake tits, an ass, come back and find a husband. But men, they go to Turkey, they get their new hairline, they come back and they find out that that wasn't the problem. And oh, it makes me feel so good. It makes me feel so good. I love it. I love it. You guys can see me. I'm physically present. Yes, you guys, all of you can see me. Great. I'm wearing pants. I don't usually do this. This is new for me. I'm from the South where they want like our vaginas accessible to God or something. I'm not really sure, but like we just did not wear pants, but I just started wearing pants. Thank you. And quick question. Is it supposed to feel like it's kind of inside you? All of the time? Is that?
Just when you sit.
Just when I sit. Thank you. Thank you. Truly, when I sit, it's a problem. If I ride a bike, I have to file a police report. It's a whole thing. And like on a hot day, stewed is the only word that I can think that would describe it accurately. And look, I want him to eat it, right? But I don't want him to have to slurp it up with a spoon. And it's a situation. Ugh. Look, like pants for dudes, okay? They take into account that you have external genitalia. Like, I'm too poor to have ever been to a tailor, but they like, I hear, ask you, like, does it hang to the right or the left? And they, like, make a little pouch for your dick. I don't really know how it works, okay? But pants for women are not like that. Pants for women act like all of our vaginas look like we gently rested on a credit card for, like, a few seconds. And that's it. Just a line and a boop at the end. That's it. But my vagina's not like that. My vagina is three-dimensional. My vagina is like coming at you. Do you understand? So I'm wearing these pants, and I got to make sure I don't swivel my hips too much, or I might accidentally perform a clitoridectomy and slice it right off, and I can't live with that kind of pressure. But I did get a pair of pants for free. And you all can do this. It's within all of your power to get free pants. All you have to do, you make friends with someone who's about your size, okay? And then you slowly, emotionally sabotage them over the course of months. You ask leading questions like, oh, he hasn't proposed yet. They eat more, they eat less, they lose weight, they gain weight. Boom, you get free pants. It's so simple. All you have to do is like hurt the people you love. It's like super easy. And I got this pair of pants and it was Buttonfly? I didn't know they were still doing this. I thought it was like something for the Amish or maybe like to help with iron rations during the war. I don't really understand it, but it takes me like an additional 15 seconds to get in and out of them. Like it's a barrier between me and my genitals, you know? And now, annoying. But I wish that I had had these when I was drinking and in my 20s. Because there are so many dudes I would have never slept with if I had to just like take a few seconds and think about it, you know? I could be somewhere around the third button and I'd just be like, he's like not even that good at guitar. Why am I here? You know? Okay, this is also, I'm gonna ask the ladies a lot of questions. I care about what women think just more. That's just me. Thank you. Ladies. Thank you. What's the weirdest thing you ever worried your pussy smelled like?
Fish?
Okay, that's the most basic answer. Like, fish is like entry level, like a kindergartner would have said fish. Like, grow up. No, I'm kidding. Get at least name a type of fish, like a salmon, a herring, something. Okay. I worry about it all the time, and several people, a normal number of people, have told me it smells normal, okay? But I still worry about it to the point where, like, if I walk by someone eating something and I get a whiff, first thought is always, is it me? I walked by a lady eating salt and vinegar chips. And I was like, oh, I must have, like, forgotten to wash a flap and now I'm brewing kombucha? Like, this is... It's just, when I was growing up in the suburban grocery store, like, half of an aisle was dedicated to make it smell different. Like, whatever your vagina smells like, no. Your vagina should smell like the abstract concept of a night during summertime. That's what your pushy should smell like, you know? But, quick question. Dudes.
Yo.
Thanks. Thanks. What's the weirdest thing you ever worried your dick smelled like? Look, however much you guys are worried about it, you should be worried about it more, okay? Because I have had sex with a man to avoid blowing him because his dick smelled so weird. And look, I was already there, so I needed to get mine, okay? But your penises literally make cheese, and you're not the slightest bit worried about it? You're not, like, a little bit concerned? Look, partially, I would like to elevate women, for us to be able to rise above, to not have to worry about these kind of things. But mostly, I would like men to feel weighed down. I want before you receive oral pleasure, for you to have to think, oh, what did I eat for the last 72 hours? That's my political platform. Okay. I need to tell you guys, it's very important that I am a nice lady. Okay? You all need to know I'm a nice lady, and I sleep with men. I tried not to, but I'll explain. Okay, so my friend was, like, super nervous to come out to me, and I wanted to make her feel comfortable. I just overshot that by a lot. But I went down there, and I tried really hard, which is a thing that people who are bad at things say, and they're like, I can't be gay. They, like, kick me out. They're like, you're not good enough to be a lesbian. Okay, so I sleep with men, and because I'm a saint on this earth, I sleep with men with a variety of penis sizes. Because I'm a nice lady, right? Like, no, if it's bigger than an acorn, I can figure it out, right? A nice lady. Thank you. But recently this thing has been happening, and I don't know why, where only dudes with big penises are trying to date me. And I look, the stimuli remains the same, but the output different, right? And these guys, these men, they're swinging baseball bats around, and it doesn't require licensure of any kind. And these dudes are trying to blow up my back or whatever, right? But I'm a lady in my 30s. Like, what is your dick gonna do that time and gravity haven't already done? Like, these dudes are trying to get up in these guts, okay? But, like, the guts are where the farts are made. So these dudes are in there, pushing things around, pushing out farts before they're even ready yet. Proto-farts, if you will. And then suddenly I've got to act like a southern debutante, all, oh, I'm so overwhelmed with the quality of the lovemaking. And then I got to, like, run to the bathroom and try to push out every fart I've even thought of having. And then, like, stroll in casual, like, hey, what's up, hey. So, like, dudes, are you guys cool with us farting on your dicks or not? Like, all these dudes are asking for anal, I want to do anal. And I looked it up, lots of law books, and apparently I don't have to do it, so I'm not gonna. But, like, consider me farting on your dick as an amuse-bouche to anal. Like, you know? Like a compliments of the chef. And I'm not a physicist, obviously, but like seventh grade science, basic stuff, is like, okay, if you put something into a limited space, something has to come out. That's just science. So like, if I don't fart at all, I'm saying you have a small dick. That's science. It's not me, it's science. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm gonna get a little dark for just a second. Okay. 2 years ago, I had a stroke, and it took away half of the feeling in my body, which is unfortunate. And if you guys were gonna try to get my attention, don't tap me on the right. Actually, I don't know any of you, so don't fucking touch me. Okay. But it's like, I feel like the universe was like, okay, you have 50% less feeling. So we are gonna give you 500% more dick. That's not what I was asking for. I'd like healthcare for women or maybe like voting rights, but dick it is, again. I did have a stroke. I did lose 50% of the feeling in my body. So now it does take twice as long to come. 50% less feeling, twice as long to come. So now it's an intolerable 90 seconds. And I don't know how you guys are living, but I do want to use my experience to help other people, obviously. So like, have we thought of this for dudes who come too quickly? Not the whole stroke, but part of it. Okay, some of you, not fans. Okay, fair. How long should it take a man to come from penetrative sex?
15 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, I heard 10, I heard 15, and I heard 30. You said 30. How old are you? Are you in your 20s? I thought so. That's a 20-year-old answer, okay? Because no, a woman in her 30s back there said 10 minutes because she has things to do, okay? She has responsibilities. It's these young people who are like...
I'm 25 and I said 10 minutes.
Well, you have a good job, okay? Congratulations, get a better job. No. But seriously, truly, it's some of these young clowns out here are like, I want sex to last 30 minutes, which means, okay, so you want sex to last a full sitcom with commercials. That seems reasonable to you? And okay, 25, sorry, let me translate. Okay, so you want sex to last, 75 TikToks. That makes sense? That seem reasonable? Dude. That's like getting punched in the vagina. I swear to God, I'm sorry, I'm just like very upset by this. Dudes, if you take longer than 15 minutes to come, we assume you don't like us, okay? You're literally inside me and I'm like, I guess this means he doesn't like me. Coming in a reasonable amount of time, I'm Kinesia, goodbye forever. Goodbye.